Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing South Park Season 4. Now, before I get into the review, I forgot to mention it in the last review I did, which was Madam Web. I moved, which is why there was a little bit of a hiatus from my poster for a little while. Just been really busy working on other career things and things like that, and, you know, moved. So, a lot of fun. So there's a little bit of echo, I think, where I am. Hopefully soon that won't be as much of a problem. So forgive the audio at least a little bit, because lately what I've been doing is I've been pre-recording and then setting reviews for, you know, set releases. Like, usually I do about 2 days apart. It'd be like, I'll set it to post on, you know, the 23rd of this month, and then at like noon. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know, for all the avid listeners out there, this is a decent amount of you, and I appreciate all of you. So yeah, it's also a little bit of an appreciation moment. Thank you all for tuning in, even when I wasn't posting, which is pretty cool to see. People still come in and tune in. A lot of people were listening to Rick and Morty reviews and the Super Mario Bros. Movie, because it's cool about it, and it'll tell me what, you know, obviously has been getting plays lately. So it's cool. It's always cool. So thank you, in case you are also listening to this one. I'm hoping you are. I will be enjoying more than one review, so... Anyway, let's get into the review. Another great season of the hit adult animated series created by Matt Stone and Trey Parker. This season continues the same style of humor and commentary on the events of the time when the season came out. However, many of those commentary episodes have aged quite well due to how many topics are still talked about today. Like the episode Timmy 2000, which addressed the rise of children being diagnosed with ADHD. I do think it does make a good point with the idea of kids getting bored with school and how low attention grabbing subject matter would make a kid look like he can't pay attention. They also point out that kids are kids and are naturally full of energy. So I think that is a good point. I'm not that kind of doctor. I have a doctor in evil. Not that kind of doctor. I can't really go in the in-depth of the brain chemistry of ADHD. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, and neither does this episode. I think it's just making a point. Just because a kid doesn't give a fuck about math doesn't mean he has ADHD. Or she. Don't mean pick one. But either way. The episode, called Probably, pokes fun at the predatory spiritual leaders of the Christian faith, where Cartman uses the fear of God to convince the other kids of South Park to join his church while giving him all of their money, which adds to the storyline throughout the season of Cartman trying to make millions of dollars. However, the use of scare tactics to make people listen to them and can only find salvation through them, like the priest trying to drive up everyone's attention and attending the church, the father in their town, it works out pretty well. And I think it makes its point pretty well with a lot of these TV, you know, priests or preachers or people that do these sermons, and they're like, oh, donate this to my thing and it'll help you bring salvation, and while they fucking live in these gigantic mansions. So, I think it makes a good point, and it still is a good point today. This season also has the cast of the main kid... The season also has the cast of the main kids go to... The cast of the main kids go to fourth grade. Sorry about that. it also introduces a new teacher, Mrs. Chokes on Dick. So, yeah, big milestone for the show. All the fucking main characters from that you usually see went up to fourth grade, which is a big change, especially for shows like this. Most of the time, you know, episodic shows don't change a whole lot of the status quo, but this they did for this one. They made them like 1 year older. But Miss Chokes on Dick has a lazy eye with huge saggy boobs, which is used for a lot of jokes, especially in her first episode. Mr. Garrison is still in the show and has a mental breakdown, which leads to his character coming out as gay, which is something that didn't happen a lot when the season came out in 2000. I'm not making the point that he should be a flagship character, because he isn't the greatest person as the show goes on and before he came out. However, the show makes the point of saying that being gay isn't a big deal, which is something of note. So I do find it funny how when the show first started out, Republicans hated the show. And as time has passed on, now Democrats hate the show. I don't get it. Maybe it's just the internet. Now, as someone that does post on the internet, however, mine is much more limited because I post to streaming apps or the interaction isn't too deep other than, you know, if you post reviews or sometimes you make comments or sometimes I'll pin questions and, you know, Q&As on some, you know, episodes being like, who's your favorite character? Or, you know, what house in Hogwarts are you in? Things like that with, like, Harry Potter reviews. But sometimes I think people should just get off the internet. Twitter's not a real place. Fuck Twitter. I don't give a fuck. Or X, whatever the fuck it's called now. I don't use it. I tried using it once and I fucking hated it, so I stopped using it. So yeah, I think part of that is the idea of people just hyperfixating on dumb things. Don't get mad at a show, okay? I know it's automatically a little provocative and a little, you know, out there, and it can be offensive to some. I'm not very easily offended, so the show doesn't really bother me in that way. Overall, I find it very funny. I don't know. I kind of grew up watching the show. I wouldn't say I grew up. My parents didn't really allow me to watch these kinds of things. When I was younger, I was like 12 or 13 when I was finally allowed to start watching stuff like this. So I guess my teenage years had a lot of this. But yeah, I don't know. If you don't like offensive jokes, don't watch the show. I think that's what I'm best saying. If you're easily offended, don't tune in. It's not a good idea for you. You're not going to have a good time. Watch something else. Watch Bluey. I heard that's good for people like that. I got no idea. this season also has one of my favorite episodes of the show, Something You Can Do With Your Finger, which is a whole episode addressing the popularity of boy bands. Carmen has a dream of a band called Finger Bang and how they can become rich and famous, which also talks about how Randy was once in a boy band and how many of them get screwed over by the recording companies and keeping most of the profit. It's pretty funny. I like the episode. It has one of my favorite songs in South Park, the Finger Bang. It's just stupid. It's like fucking stupid humor. But it's pretty funny, and it also ties in more to the plot line of Carmen trying to find ways of getting rich. And I like the poking fun of boy bands. It works. It's pretty entertaining, and there's still boy bands today. So yeah, I think it's a great example of the episodes I've listed. Great episodes overall of the show, and also prove my point that many of the topics that they make fun of and why the jokes and episodes of South Park have aged so well, because they still go on. So yeah, it's a pretty funny season. It's one of my favorites to go back and watch. I have fun every time. So this is one of the shows where I enjoy sitting down watching all of it to review it. There's some shows where I try to review and it's a bit of a slog, but this is much more fun. Much more fun. I haven't seen a fuckload of these to the death, so it doesn't bother me as much. So, like rewatching Family Guy for the millionth time, because I used to watch that a lot. This one, less so, like I said, it wasn't allowed to till later. So overall, I give this season a 7 out of 10. It's a good season. I don't know if it's one of my favorite seasons of the show, but it's pretty good. It definitely is. It's up there for having some of the better episodes. I laugh a lot when I watch it. So yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous 3 seasons of South Park. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime. So if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.